The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Some of these little passages from John can be difficult to understand. And I think what we need to see in this particular passage, what lies behind this particular passage, is our Heavenly Father who wants to give us all good things. Our Heavenly Father who wants to give us actually his very self so that we can live lives that we're always intended to live, fully flourishing lives, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, faithfulness, and self-control. Right? These fully flourishing human lives that God wants us to live. That's what's going on behind the passage. This is why then Jesus can say, the Holy Spirit is coming, and he will give you what the Heavenly Father gives you, what the Heavenly Father has given me, so I am giving you, and now the Spirit makes that present to you. And so here we see then that the Spirit has to be given to us to live with us every day of our lives, because this is what life is. It's not as though when Jesus says, this is the Spirit of truth, and he will lead you into all truth. It's not as though now we have all these formulas on the chalkboard, and now that we have memorized them, we've got it straight. We're good to go on with the rest of our lives. No, the rest of our lives is what God wants to share with us, what God wants to, say, breathe into us, the strength of his Spirit, that we could live then fully flourishing human lives every day of our life. That's the truth then that we're oriented to, is the truth of God in every aspect of creation, in every aspect of human life. And like I said, we take one step behind what Jesus says, and we have God who is love and mercy itself. God who is overflowing generosity. God who is total self-gift. This is the Spirit we receive, receiving the Spirit of love, receiving the Spirit that is pure self-gift, we must become also pure self-gift.